When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. So the Colts get the win. It took a lot longer than we thought that it might when it was 42-10. The Jets made it a game. Josh Johnson, who I had no idea was still in the National Football League, got into the league in 2008 as a fifth-round draft pick, having played college football for Jim Harbaugh, not at Stanford, but at San Diego. Josh Johnson looked great. 35 years old, he was 27 of 41 for 317, three touchdowns, and finally an interception by Bobby Okereke. This game should have been long over. They had him 42-10, like I said. They wind up winning 45-30. What is with this defense? I'm not one of these crankcases who's always looking for a reason to be pissed off at something. I'm just not. But that defense was gallingly indifferent to stopping the Jets the entire fourth quarter and part of the third. Couldn't get them off the field. Relentless third downs. Third and 22, third and 10, third and 1, third and 8, third and 10. And they can't get off the field. And so it winds up being a game where, you know what? The Jets have got the ball way late, but deep in Colts territory. Could have scored a touchdown, cut it to a one-possession game, and all of a sudden it's on the kicker's foot for an onside kick. Thank God Okereke with the interception. Let's talk about the good, all right? Because my head's about to just bust. Jonathan Taylor was really, really good. Jonathan Taylor, what was he doing on the field late in the game? I don't want him to finish a game. The one time I'm like, you know what? Maybe we're better off with Marlon Mack or Nyheim Hines in the game. We don't risk who is right now the best healthy running back in the game of football. But no, they keep trotting him out there. They didn't give him the ball late. They threw it and threw it and threw it and threw it. But Jonathan Taylor, first half, really, really good. 11 carries, 74 yards and a touchdown. Then in the second half, he really got it going. Wound up being 18 for 172 and 2. That is a nice day for Jonathan Taylor. Really good day. Broke one, long distance touchdown. That's what Taylor can do, and that's what you got to do. If you want to, the all-time rushing record for a game is, I think, 296, right? And you got to bust a couple in order to get that record. And I think Jonathan Taylor is capable of getting that done. I think he can bust a couple and then get 9, get 10, get 9, get 10. All of a sudden, you're in the 300-yard territory, although it's tough to get there. This is what you do when you're up 42-10, and maybe this is what the defense was doing. Maybe they were on ProFootballReference.com trying to see what kind of territory that offense was in terms of rushing yards historically for this franchise. They wind up with 260 yards rushing. That's behind last year's final game of the season where they were at 273, the day that Jonathan Taylor set the all-time rushing record for yards in a game for the franchise. 275 was 2004 against the Bears. And then, can you believe this? Twice in 1985, the Colts gained 299 against the Oilers, 281 against the Bills. They were 5-11 that year, and in all five games, they ran for more than 200 yards. Five wins over 200. Every game under 500, they lost. They were 5-11. They, as a team, ran for 2,439 yards without a 1,000-yard rusher. How is that possibly within the realm of reason, for goodness sake? I don't care who's out. I don't care if both safeties were out tonight. That defense has got to find a way to get off the damn field on third down against the New York Jets with 35-year-old Josh Jackson Josh Johnson under center. Troy Aikman said something hilarious about Josh Johnson, that he's a guy who has played in the NFL the longest while playing the least. That's who he is. Mike White went out of the game early. He hit a nerve in his elbow or in his forearm, and it turned some of his fingers off, it looked like. So Josh Johnson goes into the game and looked like a guy who ought to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. It's preposterous. They had almost 500 yards of offense tonight. The New York freaking Jets. The Colts did have 500 yards of offense. Again, Carson Wentz, really good tonight. 22 of 30 for 272, three touchdowns, no picks again. 134.3 passer rating. Really, really good. This was a terrific balanced attack in the first half, especially 17 runs, 18 passes. Leonard with a punch out, so they recovered the fumble. That was nice. Carson Wentz to Danny Pitter, the Ball State product. That was a nice thing. We like that, right? And it looked like it was going to be a big laugher, right? And then all of a sudden it wasn't, because that defense goes shell and just allows teams to matriculate the ball down the field without any resistance. Rocky Sin with a pass interference. Isaiah Rogers with a face mask on a 3rd and 22 or whatever it was. Just terrible. My goodness, that defense has got to get better, or you got to change guys. Look who got the two sacks. Two sacks for the Colts tonight. Stallworth got the two sacks. Not Quiddy Pay. Not DeForest Buckner. Not Grover Stewart. Not Dio Odangbo. Stallworth gets two sacks. Hey, good for him, man. He's been terrific. Next week, they're going to play. They get a long weekend, and for God's sake, knock wood, this is the weekend that every NFL coach hates. Tells the guys, hey, don't do anything stupid. You got 3 days off, come back on Monday. And so you just hope that as the guys move around the country, go take a couple of days off, try to get their bodies right, that they're really trying to get their bodies right, and they're not doing anything dumb. And they're not out after midnight. Don't be out after midnight. Listen to the great Chuck Pagano as he told Pat McAfee how players should behave late at night. Don't behave or misbehave late at night. No firearms, no liquor, no drugs, and be home after before midnight. All right, Chuck, that's fine. No gambling either. This game, you know, they played so well, and then they didn't. And that's what happens to this team. And we see it week after week after week. And when they play good teams, they really pay for it. You know, they play well for three quarters. Or they play well for 2.5 quarters. And you feel pretty good about them. And then all of a sudden that defense gets soft after they've got a lead. And then it's really, really hard to turn it back on. It's really hard to become aggressive after you become passive. And this defense turns passive with a lead. They don't get after guys when they've got a lead. When you've got your foot on somebody's throat, you step down and you stay stepping down, right? You get aggressive. You don't turn off the faucet. You turn the water up in this thing and you go hit people, because that's what football is. And if all you do is play a shell and let guys catch underneath, you're going to give up points. This game was 42-10 and it was over. And all of a sudden, it's 45-30, and they're trying to recover an onside kick. Thank God for Jack Doyle. Doyle, again, they ran that same play. They ran that shovel pass to Doyle. I think this game, there was a little bit with Frank Reich of, you know what, you guys think you know everything, screw you. I'm going to run Jonathan Taylor like crazy, and I'm going to throw that shovel pass that y'all killed me for because it got picked off. I'm doing all the stuff you people been yelling about, good and bad, and we're going to see what happens. I think there was a little of that tonight. Hard Knocks is coming. I wish Hard Knocks was going on this week. I wish they had the cameras in the place this week, and then into next week. We'll get our first look at Hard Knocks on November 17th, and we're going to see. I hope we don't see the Colts exposed in Buffalo. I think that what happened tonight, three quarters of it was really, really good, and one quarter of it told you exactly why this team was 3-5 and why they lost those two overtime games against good opponents in the Ravens and the Titans. Because at some point, when you get a lead and you say, okay, now we're going to get smart and we're going to drop back and we're going to play that zone across, you know what? Then you say, well, now it's time to get back to it. And you try to go back to the whip, and the whip doesn't work the second time. You got to be aggressive the entire time. I don't think it's stamina. I think it's the defensive coordination. I think it's the scheme that takes these guys from being really, really aggressive to being really passive. And then when the game's out of hand or is no longer out of hand, they try to get them back into aggression, and it just doesn't work. It's a nauseating game in a lot of ways for the Indianapolis Colts, but they wind up winning. If you can nauseate people and win at the same time, that's all good. It speaks poorly of the New York Jets. That offensive line for the Colts was awesome. They moved guys. Jonathan Taylor was terrific. Nyheim Hines was really, really good. Kylan Granson got a ball nice. Pittman was good tonight, right? Again, as he usually is. I can't say. No, he doesn't play that scheme because of the talent on the field. He's got that talent on the field because he plays that scheme. The Colts draft to that scheme, and I don't like it, but what are you going to do? Breakfast with Kent early tomorrow morning. Punch subscribe, punch like, ring the bell. Let's go. Yeah, you damn right. The people who had it at 10 and a half, they were pulling their hair out. At 10, too, it was at 10 this afternoon. Yikes, that's the spread. And it almost got away from the investors. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, brought to you by the terrific people at mybookie.ag. We're going to release a very cool deal tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. Join me. We're going to have some fun. And remember, as always, go to Amazon and order the book, Oops, I Lived It, I Wrote It. You can read it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.